You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now!
You've got issues.
And your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is...
What's your problem?
How do people reach out and touch, Jeremy?
Mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link up top. Or... our Facebook. We monitor it all morning long. It is Dom and Jeremy on the FB on Facebook. So go there.
She starts by saying, Dom and Jeremy, please don't use my name. So I think we're going to call her Jeanette.
Good one.
You like that one?
I'll write it down. Jeanette.
Dom and Jeremy, please don't use my name. My daughter got engaged over the Christmas holidays. They're planning a wedding for next spring of 2023.
Oh, beautiful.
She writes, how do I put this delicately? We, meaning my husband and I, cannot stand her fiancé. On the surface, he tries to come across as kind and a go-getter, but we are pretty sure it's all fake. He's not a great fit for her. He's a bit of a phony, and we know he has our daughter completely fooled. By the way, we're not the only ones who feel this way. A few of her friends have quietly asked us about him, and they also are worried. Jeanette writes, I've had vague conversations with my daughter about this guy even before they got engaged, but she still has stars in her eyes and loves the ring and is loving the planning for the wedding. I'm afraid there's no way I could say anything that would make a difference. And then it comes down, Jeremy, to this line. Would you or your listeners recommend some sort of intervention, or is it a lost cause?
Well,
no name, please. We'll call her Jeanette. I want you to imagine just a few years down the road. Let's say sweet Lila turns 20 or 21, and there's a guy that she's been with since she started, you know, maybe since high school or whatever.
Okay.
You've never really liked the guy,
they're
and
engaged.
Now she comes home and she says, oh my God, look at the ring!
Ah!
And you can't stand him. That's not that many years away for you, actually.
No, it's not.
So.
But I wouldn't have no problem being like, are you sure? Let's sit down. Let's talk about this. Let's flesh this out a little bit. Yeah, I would have no problem doing that.
And then she
says...
you're
still a parent. Whatever. And at least
says,
I said my piece, though.
But, Daddy, I love him.
Daddy, I'm blinded by the planning. I'm blinded by the experience of a wedding.
No, I would have no problem. No problem at all. Because, you know, you don't want that regret. Like, if something starts going wrong, I mean, it's like, at least you spoke up, you know? At least you threw it out there and just said, hey, make sure you're really thinking about this. It's a big decision. Don't get all bottled up and scared to talk to your kid.
The way you are, yeah, but the way you are framing this is all about her, right? Like, are you making the right decision?
Well, she's blood. Yeah, you got to look out for blood.
Are you happy about this? Blah, blah. So you're not going to say anything about, we don't like this guy. We don't think he's the right guy for you.
Well, I mean, in this hypothetical situation.
Important. I know, but y'all want you to pretend you're Jeanette.
Yeah, you'd have to lay out your reasoning why. You'd have to come with a little notebook, a spiral notebook with your reasons.
And let's just, you know, tell it right up front here. This works both ways. This is the same story that's being told by parents of guys who don't like who their son is.
Sure.
Has, you know, hitched his wagon too. It does go both ways.
My parents were very verbal on some of the ladies I went out with on not liking them. Very verbal. And I know somebody very close to me has had a parent tell the daughter they should not be marrying this person all the way up to the wedding day, saying, you still have a chance to get out of this. We are seeing some red flags. Don't do it. And shortly thereafter, they were divorced. So, say something.
We're going to open up our phones on this. There are a lot of our listeners who have been down this path where they did say something and it ended horribly. We also, if I know our listeners like I think I do, we will also get calls from people who say, my parents told me I was making the biggest mistake of my life. It's now been 25 years. We're happy. We've got three wonderful children.
I mean, I kind of fall into that camp. I have a feeling that Nicole's dad was not too happy about her marrying me. And yeah, here we are two decades later. I just had a hunch, you know? Just a hunch. A pretty good hunch.
You had way more than a feeling.
What do you mean?
You've told me he did not want me to marry his daughter.
I really don't think he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or her stepmom. I mean, the dad and stepmom. I don't think they even care for me.
Hey.
Which I'm fine with now. I don't care. Whatever.
My mother-in-law, right to this day, does not make it a secret that she doesn't care for me at all. She's the one, as if you'll recall, sent the Christmas card just to her daughter. And was not to both of us. It was just a Christmas card to Gretchen, as if she was a single woman living by herself somewhere.
So there you go.
I mean, I live with it on a daily basis.
You're living
it. I'm very unloved by my mother-in-law.
Well.
To me, it's just kind of funny.
It is.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I will say you run a risk, if you have this talk, of causing bad blood between you and your child. Also, bad blood between you and your soon-to-be son or daughter-in-law.
Yep, absolutely.
It's not something to take lightly. Let's see who's on the phone. Craig. Craig, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
So, what do you say? What do you say to Jeanette?
I believe I'm agreeing with Jeremy. You got to say something. I had to say something with my little sister. Of course, she didn't listen. And years later, she came back and asked me. I said, I told you, you just didn't listen.
Isn't that a good feeling when they got to come crawling back?
Yeah, it's a great feeling.
You
it's a great
so
feeling when
right.
someone's going through hell.
You got to feel a little good about that. You're like, yeah,
Craig,
told you.
You know what? I can kind of relate to that because I told my older sister the same thing. I said, don't marry that guy. And it did. But, you know, at the same time, those are the stories we all like to pound our chest and say, I told you so.
Absolutely.
But for every one of those stories, there's another story of somebody who made a big deal out of it and the marriage turned out to be wonderful.
Well, then the
and
other,
you never
then
hear,
the other
you
person
never hear
gets
from
to pound
those
their
people
chest.
Again, right?
I did about 15 minutes ago. Hey, we're doing good. We're doing real good.
Yeah, Craig, that's a great call, buddy. But I think, you know, it's true that there's a lot of times people say, I told them not to get married. And then the marriage was wonderful. And those people don't speak. It's like the people who, like, predict a team losing a football game. When the team loses, they're like, I told you so. When the team wins, you know, there's crickets. Right?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi.
So Craig says you got to speak up. What do you say?
I say don't say anything. Because she raised a smart daughter. You have a year to go, and her daughter will figure it out. And if she doesn't and she marries the guy, you don't want to wreck your relationship with your daughter. So
well, you
don't say anything.
Why can't you just have like a decent, like heart to heart? I mean, you don't have to come in guns a blazing, you know. Just have a respectful, kind conversation with your kid, you know.
She's still going to resent you for it. I've done it myself with my son. So speak from experience. You do not want to say anything. Like I said, she raised a smart daughter. Let them figure it out.
Well, we don't know that.
Let's bring up another point here, Barbara. If everyone who's listening right now is brutally honest, if your parents came to you and said, I don't like that person you're dating or marrying, what percentage of our listeners would say, okay, then I won't marry them? I mean, I think maybe 1%.
Well, maybe does it have to be I won't marry him or just I'll give it a little more time then. Let's just have a long engagement. Let's see how it goes. Let's play it out. I mean,
yeah,
it doesn't
fair.
Have to be like cut and dry either.
That's a fair point.
Just think
Barbara,
it out a little bit. Thanks,
thank
Barbara.
You for the great call. We appreciate that.
I hope things are good now with her son. I feel bad.
Michelle, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What happened?
Well, I walked up to my brother at his wedding, before the wedding, and just handed him my car keys and told him to go.
Classy, Michelle. That's really classy.
I don't know
classy.
If that's the best scenario either.
On his big day, way to go.
It gets better.
What happened?
After the divorce, I found out I was the third person to do it.
Oh, really? Wow. So two other people that day went up to him.
Why did you have to wait until the wedding day when he's in his tux and getting ready to walk down the aisle? Why didn't you do the car keys the day before or a week before?
Oh, I tried repeatedly. But it was my one last chance to.
And he didn't listen, huh?
Try and get him to.
How quickly thereafter was the divorce?
About 2 years.
2 years, huh?
But, you know, it kind of makes my point. Nobody is going to listen when you say that. It's
especially
your head
then,
against
though.
The wall.
It's like you've paid for a wedding, essentially. You can't just walk out.
Yeah, nobody is going to listen. So now it becomes a matter of I make myself feel better because I at least, and I'm not saying there's no, you know, validity to that.
Yeah.
That, you know, you maybe later want to say, at least I tried.
And at that point, it's just going to make him look like a jerk if he leaves his wedding. It's just going to look really bad on him, you know?
Exactly. So nobody's going to listen because we won't listen. I mean, my parents talked to me about people that I was dating, and I wouldn't listen to them.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, let's be real here. You don't listen to other people about your relationship.
You're in the heat of the moment.
1%. Derek wrote in, he goes, I have no data to back this up, but I would guess the majority of parents aren't crazy about who their child marries at first. It just sometimes takes a while to grow into accepting them. If I'm Jeanette, I do a lot of soul searching before I say anything because her daughter is obviously very happy with the guy. Parents sometimes are scared of the notion of losing their child, regardless of who it is. That's from Derek. That's a pretty good point.
That's deep.
It could very well be that it's just the whole, my little girl or my little boy, you know, I'm losing them.
They're leaving the nest, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I need more backstory. I need to know why this guy is so horrible. Is he a shoplifter or something?